Stories of the Pilgrims by Margaret B. Pumphrey. Part 1. From Old Homes to New. At Scrooby Inn. In the little village of Scrooby in England, 300 years ago, stood a beautiful old house. It was the largest one in the village, and its moss-covered roof and great red chimneys rose high above the cottages about it. The house stood close to the street, but behind it was a large garden where many bright flowers bloomed, and a row of tall trees cast their pleasant shade. On one side of the garden there were 3 round ponds. For 100 years these ponds had never failed to supply fish for the Friday dinner. A great rose bush clung to the walls of the house. For years it had climbed and climbed, until now some of its clustering red blossoms peeped into one of the upper windows. The whole room was sweet with their fragrance. This old house had once been a fine palace, but now it was used as an inn, where travelers might stay for the night. In the stables beyond the garden were some horses belonging to the king. When his messengers carried his letters to the north country, they always stopped here to change horses and rest for an hour. Only a few miles from Scrooby was a famous old forest. Every child in the village knew the story of Robin Hood and his merry men who had once lived in this forest. They often played Robin Hood. It was the game they liked best of all. Once a party of the king's friends, who were going to the forest to hunt, had stayed all night at the inn. This was a time always remembered by the children of the family. They seemed never to tire of talking about the packs of hounds, the beautiful